Well, thanks, Dave. And what the Eagles do know about this Cowboys team is what happened a couple weeks ago on Thanksgiving when they took out the Cowboys to gain first place in the NFC East 33-10. But what they don't know is what will be different this time around. Both offensive coordinator Pat Shurmur and Bill Davis talked about the unique circumstance of preparing for a team just 2 weeks after they played them.
Well, they'll be the same team that we're going to play against. Certainly, we expect them to come in and play their best. And for us to come out with the outcome that we want, we got to really play well.
Every game in the NFL is a game in and of itself. And that game on Thanksgiving means nothing to this game right now. They're going to come out. Every team that has beat us so far this year, we'd love to have another shot at, because we believe if we play better, we can beat anybody. And they believe the same thing coming into this game. You know, we all know what's at stake. It's a division opponent. It's this week. We both have great records. We're excited about the challenge. We know they're going to come in here excited, and that's what makes for good NFL football.
I think it'd be, you know, really different. I think, you know, they've obviously are going to come, you know, prepared, and obviously they know what's at stake here, and we do as well. And obviously, you know, what we did to them on Thanksgiving is probably still in the back of their mind, so. We're going to prepare for a battle, and we don't expect anything less.
I mean, everyone knows the importance of the game. Everyone in Philadelphia will let you know if you don't know how important this game is. But at the end of the day, it is the next game on our schedule. Say we go out there and win this game and lose the next two, it's going to put no meaning on this game in the long run. So we're focused on this game, but we're not making it bigger than it really is.
Meanwhile, for Mark Sanchez, this week is about bouncing back from a down performance against Seattle in which he threw for just under 100 yards, and the offense really amounted to very little against the number one ranked Seahawks defense. A couple weeks ago, of course, Sanchez and the offense rolled against the Cowboys. He threw for over 200 yards in the first half. What does he do this week to get back to basics?
We just worry about the opinion in our locker room and the sentiment in the locker room. Team morale is high. Guys were upset about the loss, and that's normal. But it's already Tuesday. I mean, we're moved on, and we got to flush all that negative energy and, kind of crappy feelings and stuff out on the field. And that's the best part about coming in on Tuesday and running around. So I think we're poised and ready to go for Dallas, and we need to have a good week of training.
That'll do it for your 360 update presented by Sports Authority. Back to you guys in the studio.